Talk Live, your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight. Of course, your calls are the priority, if you make them. But first, we go to the Miami Herald. And yet another story out of Florida involving prescription pills and someone possibly spending a quarter of a century in jail because of them. Now, the last time, or one of the last times, we've talked about this actually a couple of times, but one of the last times we talked about this issue, it was a man of, I believe he was a quadriplegic or a paraplegic. Either way, he was wheelchair bound, and he had some pills. They caught him with them, and now he's in jail, and I don't know if they ever let him out or what the status of his case was, but last time we checked in, he was languishing in Florida prison for 25 years.
I believe he's been released.
Right. But it was not easy, and it was probably...
It was a long time.
Right. And it was only...
And they were giving him morphine while he was there.
Well, and it was only because of the media attention that was brought to him.
Right.
Is why that happened. And now it's getting ready to happen again. This story, again, from the Miami Herald, Joaquin DeCantor is on trial for trafficking in prescription drugs because he was carrying his girlfriend's bottle of hydrocodone. DeCantor talks with his lawyer during his trial in court. When Joaquin DeCantor's car battery died, he says he grabbed his fiancée's pain medicine, which was in the center console, and began to walk home. But police stopped him in October of 2007, or when they stopped him, they contend he's a trafficker in prescription drugs. If convicted of the charges, DeCantor, 37, of Miramar, could face 25 years in prison without the possibility of parole. DeCantor's trial began Wednesday with his attorney, the public defender, Jorge Vieira, questioning whether people who pick up prescriptions for family members should also be likened to drug traffickers. He said, according to that theory, Grandma Jones picking up medication for Grandpa Jones is a drug trafficker, he told the jury during his opening statement. Vieira said, and I think that's a great, seems like a great approach.
Yeah.
Vieira said DeCantor's fiance has terminal liver disease. Those are her prescriptions with her name on them and with her doctor's name on them. It's not like he had a little baggie or something
right.
like that.
It was in a bottle with right. her name on it.
But Prosecutor Forrest Andrews pointed out that by law, drug trafficking doesn't necessarily involve bringing large quantities of illicit drugs across the border. He says you're not going to hear about Uzis and speedboats like you see on Miami Vice. Florida law.
Perhaps it doesn't quite qualify.
Yeah, are you alleging this guy was a drug trafficker? Please, how could you possibly even, how could you stand up in front of a jury and make that case?
That is his job.
When you know they were for his girlfriend. For prescription drugs, the amount can be as little as the contents of a single pill bottle, as far as the Florida law that defines drug trafficking, based on the amount of drugs someone is carrying, not whether the police caught the person trying to sell the drugs. And it's the same thing... You know, with prescription drugs, it's just the amount that you have. With marijuana, it can be, for instance, you could have a little bit, but if you have it divvied up into different bags, then that's drug trafficking as well. Maybe you've got three different kinds of marijuana, you like to sample the different kinds, and you only have a quarter
ounce. You're a marijuana connoisseur.
Yeah, you're also a marijuana dealer if you get caught. And the penalties set by the legislature are the same for international drug smuggling. Miami Beach police arrested DeCantor on disorderly conduct charges when they say he was walking in traffic, gesturing at cars and yelling. He was carrying a half-full cup of beer before taking him to jail. They searched him for drugs or weapons and found the prescription bottles in his pocket. Miami Beach detective...
Why don't the guys that get caught for this crap make it easy? You know, the standing out in the middle of the road waving at cars with a half-full cup of beer, that doesn't help.
Well, you know, who knows what he did before that. Maybe he was so depressed at having his car battery die, he figured he'd go and buy a few beers. And
I'm not saying the guy should go to jail. I'm just saying, you know, why don't they make it easy?
Yeah, well, apparently it was easy for the cops. They got the guy and threw him in cuffs, and now they're probably easily going to convict him because they'll make him look like a drug dealer. DeCantor's fiance.
Apparently he's got the right last name for it, unfortunately.
Kara Lee Hardcastle, his fiancée, testified that the pills, almost a full bottle of hydrocodone and a bottle with a few tablets of diazepam, were hers. Her name is on each of the bottles. DeCantor, a percussionist, was carrying two others for medicines that did not violate trafficking laws. DeCantor is a so he was carrying medicine. Some of it wasn't even didn't even qualify as possible drug trafficking. You could carry as much of it as you wanted to, apparently, and it wouldn't be a big deal.
It was so, just the one particular type of medicine?
Just two of the medicines, two of the four qualify for drug trafficking. The other two, no problem.
You know, it seems clear to me that this guy shouldn't go to jail. I do not want
this is ludicrous.
I don't want to pay the money to put him in there, and I, you know, if he wasn't out in the middle of traffic bothering people, I suspect he wouldn't be having the problem.
Well, then, you know, that may be true, and who knows exactly what he was doing. That's what the police claim he was doing.
Yeah.
Maybe there was someone who was rude in traffic, and he turned around and flipped him the bird. Cop saw it. Cop didn't like it. You never know what the
You never know, absolutely. But, like I said, they don't make it easy.
We continue here on this particular theme. Corrupt cop stories real quick for you. This from StopTheDrugWar.org in Erie, Pennsylvania. An Erie police officer's theft of cocaine from the evidence locker. Either they're taking it from the drug dealers or the evidence locker, one or the other.
Oh, where else will they get it?
Has led to the dismissal of cocaine trafficking charges against four men. Erie County Defense Attorney District Attorney Brad Folk dropped the charges April 3rd after a police inspector testified that Lieutenant Robert Leibel had admitted stealing 28.5 grams of cocaine that was evidence in the case in November. Not a lot of cocaine. That's an ounce of coke.
Enough for a little party.
Folk said the charges should be dropped because the theft broke the chain of custody of the evidence in the case, and he has not been charged. Lieutenant has not been charged in the November theft, but is awaiting an April 29th preliminary hearing on charges he stole another 12 grams of cocaine on February 10th. The disappearance of the cocaine in November led to the investigation.
That's the problem with the coke habit. Can't just, you know,
put it
steal
down.
One 28-gram hit.
In Swampscott, Massachusetts, a Swampscott police officer facing federal drug charges has resigned. Officer Thomas Wren, 37, resigned Saturday, thwarting any disciplinary action by the town and leaving him entitled to resignation benefits.
Oh, good.
Including pay for unused vacation and personal time. Wren had been placed on leave last month.
So he's currently on vacation. He's still taking his vacation.
Yes,
time.
Apparently so. He's been placed on leave last month after he was arrested on federal charges that he possessed oxycodone with the intent to distribute. Wren was busted after buying 50 Percocet pills from a snitch. He subsequently admitted to providing pills to five other people, including a former Nahant cop and four young women. If convicted,
I think the young women probably had some kind of medical reason. They really needed the Percocet.
he will be facing up to 20 years in prison. And finally, in Albuquerque, a Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department narcotics officer is on paid leave. While the department investigates claims of misconduct, neither the officer's name nor the specifics of the misconduct have yet been revealed.
No, they don't want to tell those things.
800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line now. Of course, I think that drugs should be re-legalized, so none of this stuff will happen. If drugs are re-legalized, then there won't be any cocaine in the evidence locker for the cops to steal, because they won't be able to confiscate it in the first place. In fact, if we actually make it so prescription drugs are no longer prescription drugs, and they're just available to the marketplace without having to beg a doctor for permission, then they won't be dealing in those either. These corrupt cops will have to find a new way to work the system. And if there's no prohibition around, then they're pretty much out of options.
Well, there's always the hassling the young lady at the traffic stop.
Well, what do you mean? Like trying to get her to take her clothes off? Like that?
Whatever it
sexual
is.
Sexual favors?
It happens.
It does happen. 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got a story about an attorney. And apparently it's not just the cops that get a pass when it comes to crime. We talked a lot about how the cops, you know, they just get a slap on the hand if they even murder somebody. But what happens with attorneys when they get in trouble? We'll find out here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand. And I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Signal CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. Just head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. We go to the phone calls. Jeff in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, guys, I wanted to call in and talk about U.S.-sponsored terrorism and false flag operations. And for those listeners that don't know what a false flag operation is, I'm sure most of them do listening to your show, but it's committing an atrocious act and blaming another party or nation for it. The point is to turn the public opinion against the entity and have someone fight your battles for you. The U.S. government has a well-documented history of, you know, engaging in such, you know, psychops attacks, and of course the CIA's got a long track record of it, but the government creates a, or exploits a problem, and then blames others for it, and the people react by asking the government for protection and help, and then the government offers a solution that was planned long before the crisis, and of course the outcome, as we saw in 9/11, was rights and liberties exchanged for the illusion of protection and help, and I truly believe that 9/11 was an inside job. It was a false flag operation based on several factors, but I think the most important that a lot of people have overlooked, guys, is the passenger list, the passenger manifest. And the passenger list is actually on the Internet, and the FBI stated publicly, including the director, that the alleged radical hijackers bought airline tickets in their own names using their own credit cards, but yet there's no... there's not any Arabic name on any one of the passenger manifests. So can you guys or can any of your listeners explain why there is no hijackers on the passenger manifest?
I don't know, Jeff. You know, there's always some interesting questions that pop up about sort of unsolved cases like that. And I find myself nonplussed about it all. I'm just not interested.
That's just one question.
In really digging through the details. I'm not interested in finding out the truth. Just as I'm not really interested in who killed John F. Kennedy. You know, it may very well have been the government that was behind it, or it may have been an element of the government, or it might have happened the way they claimed it did. I don't really claim to know how it went down, but I don't really care either. What I want to ask you, Jeff, is, you know, what if it's true? What will it change for you?
Because the political agenda, guys, and it goes back to the 93 World Trade Center attacks, and they did it for a political agenda, which they wanted to pass anti-terrorism legislation, and the Patriot Act was already drafted. They had all these amendments that they could never get passed before, and even Ted Gunderson, who is a former 25-year veteran of the FBI, former Los Angeles chief agent,
Let me finish.
He stated publicly that in 93, the FBI had complete control of the 93 World Trade Center attack, and they had an informant named Salam. They paid him $1 million. The FBI gave him real components to build a real bomb. They allowed the bomb to be planted. They had control of it. They allowed the bomb to be detonated. Why? Because they wanted anti-terrorism legislation passed, and, of course, only six people were killed. They couldn't get it. Then Oklahoma City bombing came. They said it was a failed sting operation. Same thing as 93 World Trade Center. Oklahoma City, they not only knew Oklahoma City was going to happen, they helped it happen, and then they claimed that was a failed sting operation. And then when 9/11 happened, they said it was failed intelligence. Now, this is what I'm talking about. This is what's wrong with this country. We have criminals, treasonous, and traitors that are running our country.
Okay, I'll agree with that part, but I don't need the I don't need to propose these conspiracy theories in order to get
They're
that point across to my listeners. Look, hey, I know that the story on the World Trade Center, the original one, is true from what
it
I can tell.
True.
I don't know, but, you know, if there's any real hard evidence on the Oklahoma City thing. But again, to me, it's all irrelevant. You still don't answer my question. I want to get you a straight answer from you on this one, Jeff. If it is true, and you believe it is, what would that change if it was true?
Well, just Google search Renegade Movement, and you'll find out all you need to know about
that. That's your blog. Okay. That didn't answer the question, Jeff.
Yeah, well,
Third try.
You guys try to say that a lot of my things are conspiracy theories when I'm backed up by government documents. A lot of the things that I talk about are in the government's own documents.
Fine, Jeff.
Lawsuits.
Let's presume it's true. What does it change?
Whistleblowers.
Jeff, I'll ask you one more time, and then we're going to have to let you go. Presuming you are correct. presuming the documentation is there, presuming it's an ironclad case, presuming it's true beyond any shadow of a doubt, what will that change? What will that knowledge change?
The knowledge will change that these criminals, these traitors, these treasonous need to be charged through the Department of Justice and brought to trial and tried before a jury.
Then what will that change? So you put a couple politicians in jail and their buddies, their cronies in jail?
Well,
what
no,
did that change?
Because look back at history. I mean, you know, look back at what they did to Nixon, okay? But I guarantee you...
So what did they do to Nixon? Is politics any less corrupt today because they threw the book at Nixon? Or they went after Nixon? I guess they didn't throw the book at him, but they went after him? Nothing's changed as a result of that.
Well,
and
I
similarly, nothing
this,
will change
George
if
Bush,
you...
It is a known fact that George Bush has violated astronomical amount of federal laws, federal statutes,
right, so
and the Constitution. And
right,
yet,
I'm with you there. That's pretty obvious.
And yet... All the way from...
Why isn't the Justice Department bringing him up on charges, Jeff?
All the way from John Ashcroft. Well, because, well, the president is supposed to distance himself from placing anyone in the DOJ from personal, you know, from...
The answer is the
personal
system
relationships.
Is correct.
And
the
Alberto
answer,
Gonzalez,
Jeff,
Alberto
is the system
Gonzalez
is
was
F.
With Bush. Alberto Gonzalez was with Bush from Texas all the way to the White House.
You don't have to tell me these things. I understand. It's all buddy-buddy up there. There's no division of the government that is interested in causing trouble for another division of the government. They're all helping each other out. They're helping each other bring tyranny to America on whatever the pretense is, 9/11 or, you know, the scary terrorism or immigrants coming across the border or drug dealers or whatever their excuse is. There have been several excuses for the longest time, several excuses for them to just keep cramming this big government security state nonsense down our throats, and there's no way that the system is going to charge itself, that the system is going to bring its own people up on charges, and even if it did, and Jeff, thank you for the call, even if it did, it wouldn't fundamentally alter anything about the way Washington, D.C. operates.
It doesn't seem like it.
It would just be symbolism. Oh, look, we're serious about rooting out corruption. See, we got this one guy and this other guy over here.
We got Scooter.
Yeah, and from time to time, they do sacrifice one of their lambs. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at organproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents like patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
All right. So real quick, Mark, you've got a story about a lawyer who was getting in trouble for something.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't much trouble, was it?
Not
or at
much.
Least probably wasn't what we would have gotten.
Toledo
would like to be in the club.
A Toledo attorney received 2 years probation and a $300 fine for making up a story about being kidnapped at gunpoint. Apparently, she was. I'd first like to apologize to law enforcement officials that were involved, all the agencies that were involved, my family and friends, and the public at large, and ask for their forgiveness for my actions. I guess she was facing up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. And, you know, here's what I let me go on a little farther, and I'll tell you what I don't like about this. The former Toledo councilwoman was 6 months pregnant when she disappeared for 3 days in December. She turned up outside a amusement park in Atlanta, telling authorities a man with a gun and two others had forced her into a van downtown Toledo. She later recanted the story.
So basically, by doing that, she set the gears of the state in motion to try to find her.
Right.
And that could have cost who knows how many taxpayer dollars.
Right. This is how much did these police agencies spend? How many man hours?
More than $300.
More than $300. A lot more than $300. And apparently, she's also there's this strange thing going on with she's under investigation for claims that she stole more than $130,000 from at least 10 former clients. She submitted her resignation as an attorney while she was not charged in the theft investigation. She is scheduled to meet the Lucas County prosecutors next week. She has not been charged, so that's still yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just so yucky. $300 frickin' fine, that's all? 40 hours of community service? She got everybody up in a dither over this?
Yeah, I recall that made national headlines, didn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, that's it.
A little slap on the hand. I mean, if you're in the lawyer's club or you're in the cop's club, seems like you get a little bit of extra protection.
Well, she was she did happen to be convicted in the same courthouse where her father serves as a judge.
There was no favoritism going on there.
Now you know.
1-800-259-9231. Jacob Hornberger of the Future of Freedom Foundation comments on Lou Dobbs, who, by the way, is some of you who are television consumers may be aware of this guy. He is a TV commentator, one of the talking heads, and I don't know. He's something special, I guess, to some people, but to me, he's just another big mouth. In fact, he's got a talk show now on some radio stations across the country, and, you know, they're parroting how, touting how this is going to be a radically different talk show. Lou Dobbs is not a conservative, nor is he a Democrat. He's a what they call a populist, Mark, which from what I can tell means that he takes positions that are popular.
Yeah, that's what I can tell, too. Swell, because I can tell you lots and lots of positions out there that aren't popular that are just wrong.
Right. He is trying to differentiate himself from the rest of the talk radio pack by suggesting that he is a conservative, not a conservative, but he's in the middle. That's where he's at. And that's where most Americans are, says Lou, and so he's in the middle.
Does he know that Bill O'Reilly's already stolen his thunder on this one?
Oh, really? I don't know. Anyway, Dobbs on his TV show was commenting recently on the death of a Border Patrol agent at the hands of drug dealers along the border. The agent had used his vehicle to try to stop the Humvee that was being driven by the drug dealers, and the dealers crashed into the agent's vehicle, killing him, and then drove the Hummer back into Mexico where they escaped capture. Dobbs blamed the deaths on the drug dealers and the so-called open border policy of the U.S. government, which is apparently one of his favorite rants. What Dobbs fails to comprehend, however, is that he himself, along with other supporters of the war on drugs, are morally responsible for the death of that Border Patrol agent. That is, Dobbs and other drug war supporters cannot escape moral responsibility for the agent's death simply by pointing to the legal responsibility of the drug dealers who killed him. See, if the drug war had been ended years ago, as libertarians have long advocated, there would be no more drug gangs and no more drug lords. If those types of people survive and prosper only in black markets, not regular markets. I mean, how many people are dealing moonshine these days?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes, it's starting to happen because they tax them ever so more than they ever did in the past.
Yeah.
New York City, for instance, there is a black market in cigarettes because the taxes are so outrageous. You can go a couple states over and get them for much less and resell them for a decent profit there on the black market.
As long as there's profits to be made by selling things that haven't, that the government's banning or taxing heavily, there will be.
If drugs were legalized, the people selling drugs would be pharmacies and other normally operating businesses.
Just like pharmacies used to sell heroin.
Yep.
You can go and online and find pictures of old bottles of heroin. And kids could go and buy these things.
Yep. In fact, he says that the people selling them would be just like they were before officials made the sale and distribution of drugs illegal. By putting drug gangs and drug lords out of business immediately, the legalization of drugs would obviously cause the types of occurrences that resulted in that Border Patrol's death to immediately disappear. That is, there wouldn't be drug gangs trying to smuggle drugs into the United States because, again, there wouldn't be any more drug gangs. Given there wouldn't have been... You know, in fact... There probably wouldn't really be much of a need for drugs to come over the border. I mean, most of all of it, I think, can be done domestically. Can we grow poppies in the United States?
You can grow anything in the United States.
We can certainly grow marijuana. Can we grow cocaine? The coca plant?
I think so. You can grow anything in the United States.
Yeah. So, actually, it could be... You know, these conservatives are always complaining. They complained earlier this week on the show about, the jobs.
Outsourcing jobs.
Manufacturing. Well, this could bring some of it back. Re-legalize drugs. It'll at least bring a few jobs back. I mean, drugs are a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar industry. There's a lot of money out there. Anyway, he continues. So there wouldn't be drug gangs smuggling drugs in the United States because there wouldn't be any more drug gangs. Given there wouldn't have been any more drug gangs, there wouldn't have been the altercation that resulted in the death of the Border Patrol agent. Yet, Dobbs and his drug war cohorts just cannot let go of their beloved war, not even when it's gone on for more than 3 decades with nothing but death, destruction, corruption, and failure to show for it. Even worse, they cannot bring themselves to take personal responsibility for its consequences. Like liberals in the welfare state, they inevitably exclaim, "Please judge us by our good intentions, not by the actual results of our philosophy." And, of course, the results are that hundreds of thousands of Americans, in fact, over 1.5 million Americans total, are arrested every single year for drug possession. Almost all of them drug possession. And that means that the lives of your family members and your friends and your neighbors are being disrupted and ruined on account of this drug war in the name of the war on drugs. But yet that's no big deal to people like Dobbs. In fact, Hornberger asks, why do people like Dobbs continue to favor the drug war?
Well, you know, it's funny, but Rush Limbaugh certainly is in that camp of people that...
Of drug users?
Of people, both. Of people that are for the drug war.
Yeah, what a funny place to be.
And, you know, somebody who's was addicted to painkillers. So, you know, you never know what these people are hiding, you know, in their own lives and how hypocritical they can be.
I'm kidding about that, by the way. There are plenty of people that have actually kicked their habits. But Rush, I don't know if he has or not. No one will probably ever know that one. If he's still on it, he's probably really careful about it now.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope springs eternal in the minds of the people who favor paternalistic government programs, whether the program is the drug war, Social Security, Medicare, immigration controls, trade protectionism, or the like. Despite all the crises, messes, and perversions that such programs produce year after year, decade after decade, predictably, by the way, you prohibit a product, it's predictable what will happen to it.
We certainly predict it.
Their advocates continue to hope that someday an enterprising politician or bureaucrat will finally make them succeed. But they will never succeed, at least not without a police state imposed within our country. Look at North Korea and how it sealed its borders. They'll never admit it openly, but that is effectively the model of those who wish to seal the borders of the United States. 1-800-259-9231. He says, look at the Berlin Wall. We'll continue with this, and your calls as well, if you make them. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight?
Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat?
Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Then shop with us at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com and grab all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts and hoodies and hats and more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. And yes, Julia has appeared out of nowhere. She has not been with us for the last 45 minutes, but she will be joining us for the remainder of the program. So welcome back to the show. It's been a couple weeks. We continue here with a story about Lou Dobbs and the drug war. Apparently Lou Dobbs, one of the CNN commentators, is yet another drug warrior, apparently an unrepentant one. And Jacob Hornberger at the Future of Freedom Foundation is just asking the question, why is it that people like him continue to favor the drug war in the face of the volumes of evidence that the drug war is just, you know, just results in corruption and drug gangs and violence and all kinds of awful unintended consequences? It seems pretty darn clear to anybody that takes an objective look at it. What kind of a fantasy world do these people live in?
I think that I think it's clear what they're hoping to achieve, which is to
control people's behavior.
A
world without drugs.
Well, I don't think that's what certainly the long, you know, they would hope to see that happen, but it's not going to happen, and they all know it.
Do they know it?
That's what I want to know. How many of them know it and just are control freaks, and how many of them actually believe that it can be achieved?
Yeah. They just need to tweak the programs just to make it work the right way.
I don't think there's a sane person in America that believes that you can stop people from, you know, someone somewhere in America from using some drug sometime.
You don't think?
No.
Well, then Lou Dobbs would be insane by your definition, right?
No. If what they're hoping to do is limit drug use, to have fewer people do it. Their fear is everyone or a large enough percentage of people will do drugs if we make them legal. If enough people do do heroin now, just think if we took the arduous penalties away from having done it.
Because there's so many people just, man, I wish I could do heroin.
If heroin was legal and you could just try it once tomorrow,
I would not, personally.
You just wouldn't even try it.
I wouldn't, personally. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I know a lot about heroin and the effects of heroin, and it just doesn't sound appealing to me at all.
There hasn't been a drug that, well, you know what,
yeah,
I'd probably
any
try opium.
Any drug I'd ever
just
wanted to try,
I haven't
yeah.
come across it. I haven't come across opium.
Yeah, I would try opium. I would not try heroin. I would never shoot up or snort heroin.
So, that
but I would try that when it was illegal.
My case, proves their case, though, that in fact, more people would try more drugs.
No, because I would try them anyway. I just have never come across it.
Right. But you would come across them if they were readily
That's
available
true.
In supermarkets. So
it's been a success.
They're just hoping to limit all the billions
right. billions of dollars they've spent the lives they've ruined have resulted in Ian and Julia not being able to try opium, but we have successfully been able to try MDMA, LSD, marijuana.
Do we really need the litany of all the illicit substances?
Ketamine.
All I'm saying is it hasn't worked for the most part. in general. It has not worked at all.
It works if what you're hoping to do.
It's not cost effective.
But there you go. It is not, absolutely not cost effective. And that's the reason that I'm against it, too. I don't see any reason to put a nonviolent person, a person who has never hurt anyone, in prison for, you know, doing drugs. I've done them. They're not that god awful. They can ruin some people's lives, no doubt about it, but you know, it ruins. I think the drug war is worse than doing drugs. So.
Yeah, totally. And are these people? Do they claim to actually care about people?
And have they honestly? Like, are you telling me Lou Dobbs has never smoked a joint in his life? Because I don't believe that for a second.
I'm not telling you anything. I don't have any idea what Lou Dobbs has done with his life.
Well, I'm willing to bet he smoked a joint in some day.
People out there that have that
most Americans have
never smoked a joint. My mother has never smoked a joint. She doesn't know what one, you know, she wouldn't know what one was. She said, I'm going to go out on the porch and smoke a cigar, and instead you lit up a joint and she just smelled it, she wouldn't have any idea.
Wow.
I'm sure they exist, but I just have a feeling that all these people out there that talk about how horrible drugs are and how kids shouldn't do them, most of them have done some kind of drug in their life.
Well, certainly alcohol. I mean, that would qualify, yeah. Right?
Right, but those don't count. Those are the legal drugs.
Well, it should
drugs.
Count.
But
it's a drug.
I've had
consciousness.
As bad experiences on alcohol as I have with other drugs.
Absolutely. I've had some terrible experiences. I think some of my worst drug experiences ever have been with alcohol.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So let me continue here the story. We can discuss in a moment. He says these laws will never succeed, at least not without a police state imposed within our country, and then suggests that North Korea and the way it sealed its borders, the government people will never admit it, but that's their model. That's what they want to do in the United States. Look at the Berlin Wall.
It's all they can do if they hope to stop the people from using drugs.
They'll never admit it open. That still won't stop it, Mark. They'd have to really crack down inside the borders, too, for hydroponic operations
Nothing
and grow
will
ups.
Stop it. That's absolutely true.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure there are countries, like you've said before, that that marijuana carries the death penalty.
I would imagine
that there are...
It's just sold by the most ruthless criminal you can imagine.
And and fewer people do it. And that's what these people hope. They hope to limit it as much as possible. In the same way that if you have a big gaping cut on your arm...
they do it because they claim to care.
You hope to stop the bleeding, but you'll take... it was just stemming the flow.
I really felt like I was being cared for while I was sitting in a jail cell at age 18.
Well,
for
you're the
hours.
Enemy, as far as they're concerned. They don't really care what happens to you.
That's what I thought.
You're
already
lost.
I don't believe that they care. I think that they absolutely despise drug users. I think that they despise people like us, and that they want to punish. There's something just inherently sick about these people. They're sociopaths. They want to impose their vision of society on everyone at the point of a gun.
Right. They personally do not choose to use illegal drugs. Therefore, everybody that does, it has a weakness.
We're evil, apparently.
Yeah. That part, to me, is bizarre because, you know, they do use alcohol, which is...
I'd say 95% of Americans use alcohol.
Well, it's legal, Mark, so therefore it's good.
Yeah.
If it's illegal, it's bad. That's how simplistic these people are. Anyway, he says they'll never admit it openly, but it's effectively, the Berlin Wall is effectively the model of those who wish to build a wall along our southern border. Look at Cuba and its retirement, educational, and health care systems. They'll never admit it, but that's effectively the model of those who wish that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and public schooling could finally be made to work. What's the alternative to socialism, interventionism, and a police state? Free markets, private property, and limited government, as libertarians have long maintained. Though I have no use for the limited government anymore. Echoing the words of Ronald Reagan, libertarians exclaim, tear down these walls. And now what was interesting today, I was on hold on a radio station's hold system as I was waiting to talk to a program director, and I got to hear a snippet of the Laura Ingraham show, one of the top talk hosts in America. And boy, was it boring. First, I couldn't figure out what the hell she was talking about, some just arcane political topic that wouldn't relate to most Americans if she tried to make it relate to them. But secondly, she was then asking the question, this was the question she was asking, what would Ronald Reagan do about terrorism? They always pander to Ronald Reagan, don't they, conservatives?
I love the Ronald Reagan quotes that are out there on the Internet are spot on. They are golden.
But unfortunately, Ronald Reagan, even as the president, wasn't able to make his small government principles work.
He didn't even try. Unfortunately, as a conservative, Dobbs cannot bring himself to embrace free markets, private property, and limited government in the areas of trade, immigration, retirement, health care, and education. But would it be nice if he, along with other conservatives and liberals, would take personal responsibility for the consequences of their beloved government programs? Taking moral responsibility for the death of that Border Patrol agent who died at the hands of drug dealers and apologizing to his family would be a good place to start. But then again, if you actually did that, I love the suggestion, if Lou Dobbs actually did that, then he might have to think about that. He might have to think about the fact that that blood is on his hands. And that might make sleeping at night a little more difficult for him than it already is.
I think most people aren't even confronted with the idea of legalizing drugs. And if they are confronted with it, like most people...
It's crazy.
People don't like to confront things that, you know, that are already in their status quo. That they're already in their little box in their mind. Mm-hmm. Drugs are bad. Click. That's fine. They've got it all wrapped up now. But... You know, they don't want to think of other ways. Okay, I'm fine with you. Drugs are bad. Okay, we'll call drugs bad. But it's only fair to call all drugs bad, not just, all recreational drugs bad, not just the ones that happen to be illegal. And, you know, you've got to look at these issues in a bunch of different ways. People are not willing to do that.
Well, there's one man in Washington that is. His name's Ron Paul, and that's what Dane wants to talk about in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dane.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to remind people that Ron Paul is still running for president.
He is. We're going to come back to you if you want to talk more about it. Hold through the news, more with Dane and your calls as well. Monkeys and paying for sex. What's that have to do with anything? It's coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Really?